AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. After hours of heated debate, the House has voted in favor of creating an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. 35 Republicans, like Michigan's Peter Meyer, voted with Democrats to fully investigate what was behind the attack.
Unfortunately, many who rightly criticized and condemned the attack that day have walked back their words or softened their speech. But even more troubling, there has been an active effort to whitewash and rewrite the shameful events of that day.
But the bill faces a less certain future in the Senate, where Republican leader Mitch McConnell has announced his opposition. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on that.
It sounds like they're afraid of the truth, and that's most unfortunate.
President Biden today attended his first commencement ceremony as Commander-in-Chief at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy.
It's time for you to go out and be the future. To make the future.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he'll reinstate a program to help minority and disadvantaged groups by ensuring local hiring for public works construction projects. A federal civil rights investigation's underway into the arrest of a Louisiana motorist in 2019, a black man who had led police on a chase who died in custody. The Associated Press has obtained body cam video of the arrest near Monroe, Louisiana. Ronald Green's mother says she's haunted by what happened.
He didn't stand a chance. He wasn't going to live to tell it. They made sure of that.
At least three deaths are blamed on heavy rains and flooding in Louisiana. One driver is still missing. The nasty weather also swamped parts of Arkansas and Texas. A new study shows that screening and the HPV vaccine have led to drops in cervical cancers, but the gains are offset by a rise in tumors. This is AP News. The head of Colonial Pipeline admits the company did pay ransom to hackers who threatened to freeze the gas line.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline told the Wall Street Journal he authorized a payment of $4.4 million in cryptocurrency to a gang of hackers who broke into his computer systems. Sources have told the Associated Press that in exchange for the ransom, Colonial received the software decryption key required to unscramble their data network. Joseph Blount told the Journal he knew it was a controversial decision, but he felt it was the right thing to do for the country. He agreed to the payment because the company didn't know the extent of the damage and wasn't sure how long it would take to bring the systems back online. The shutdown on May 7th led to panic buying and shortages at gas stations from Washington, D.C. to Florida. Jennifer King, Washington.
The price of Bitcoin fell as much as 29% today after the China Banking Association warned member banks of risks associated with digital currencies. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.